Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. Second canto, chapter 8, entitled Questions by King Pariket. Text number 8. Asidyarudarat Padmam. Asidyarudarat Padmam. Loga Sangstana Lakshanam. Loka Sangstana Lok Lakshanam. Yavan Yavan Ayam Vai Purusha. Yavan Ayam Vai Purusha. Iyato Vaya Vai Pritak. Iyata Vaya Vai Pritak. Tavana saviti prokta. Tavana saviti prokta. Sangstavaya vayaniva. Sangstavaya vayaniva. Asya jarudarat padmam. Loka Sangstana Lakshanam. Yavan Ayam Vai Purusha. Yatavaya Vai Pritak. Tavana Saviti Prokta. Sangstavaya Vayaniva. Asidyarudarat Padmam.
Yeah.
ladies. Acid. By Purusha Iya Iya Tavaya Vai Pritak Tavanna Saviti Prokta Sangstavaya Vayaniva Ase Jarudarat Padmam Luka Sangstana Lakshanam Yavanayam Vai Purusha Yatavaya Vai Pritak Tavana Saviti Prokta Sangstavaya Vayaniva Asit as it grew Yarudadarat from whose abdomen? Padmam, lotus flower. Loka, world. Sangstana, situation. Lakshanam, possessed of. Yaman, as it were. Ayam, this. Vai, certainly. Purushaha, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yata, measurement. Avayavai, by embodiments. Pritak, different. Taban, so. Asau, that. Iti prokta, it is so said. Sangsta, situation. Avayavan, embodiment. Eva, like. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. If the Supreme Personality of Godhead, from whose abdomen the lotus stem sprouted, is possessed of a gigantic body according to his own caliber and measurement, then what is the specific difference between the body of the Lord and those of common living entities? Purport. One should note how Maharaj Parikshit intelligently put questions before his spiritual master for scientific understanding of the transcendental body of the Lord. It has been described in many places before this that the Lord assumed a gigantic body, like that of Karanadakshayi Vishnu, from whose hair pores innumerable universes have generated. The body of Garbhadakshayi Vishnu is described as sprouting the lotus stem within which all the planets of the universe remain. And at the top of the stem is the lotus flower on which Lord Brahma is born. In the creation of the material world, the Supreme Lord undoubtedly assumes a gigantic body. And living entities also get bodies, big or small, according to necessity. For example, an elephant gets a gigantic body according to its needs. And also an ant gets its body according to its needs. Similarly, if the Supreme Personality, or if the Personality of Godhead assumes a gigantic body to accommodate the universes or the planets of a particular universe, there is no difference in the principle of assuming or accepting a particular type of body in terms of necessity. A living being and the Lord cannot be distinguished simply by the difference in the magnitude of the body. So the answer depends on the specific significance of the body of the Lord, as distinguished from the body of the common living being. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Jena Tasmai Sigurunima Kham Guru Devasalam Pangam Lankaya Degirin Yatkirta Mandevi Sigurum Dinatana Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Ishvara. So as Srila Prabhupada indicates in this purport, there is sufficient information in the Vedas that distinguish the body of the Supreme Lord from that of the living, the ordinary, common living being. Satchitananda Vigraha, Anadi Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. Immediately, there's information as to what is the special significance of the body of the personality of Godhead as compared to the ordinary living being. And Krishna himself says, Ajopi San Avyayatma Bhutanam Ishvaropi San. That he's unborn, his body never deteriorates, and yet he appears in his original transcendental form. So wherever the Lord appears, whether it's in a gigantic form, whether it's in the tiniest form, whether it's in the body of every living being, it's still the complete personality of Godhead. There's no difference. There's no distinguishing. But he appears, as Prabhupada points out here, according to necessity. Just as he appeared as Lord Varaha, he appeared in this huge form out of necessity to uplift the planet Earth. Or he appeared as the small little Vaman Brahmana to enact a certain pastime and facilitate a certain necessity. So there's sufficient information there given in the Vedic literatures. It's a matter of inquiry. Unfortunately, the conditioned souls are not making any inquiry. Dehapata kalatradishu atma sanneshu satsvipi. They're not inquiring into Atma Tattva. They're devoid of Atma Tattva. Therefore, they don't inquire. And although they're sufficiently experienced, we all have sufficient experience as to the nature of this body, how it's changing from boyhood to youth to old age, how it passes, how it again appears within this material world. We have sufficient experience of how miserable it is, and whatever enjoyment we try to get out of it is just a teeny bit. Although we have that experience, still we don't see the inevitable destruction. It's just like a thief who has sufficient experience. He's heard and he's seen how if you go to the store and you steal something, you'll be punished. Or to the drunkard who has sufficient experience that, you know, I've gotten so intoxicated that I've lost all reason. But still he goes back and again engages in the same activity, although he's sufficiently experienced. Just like you see sometimes there's news stories about how addicts, they're addicted to some drug. And even though they try their darndest to go away from it, to give it up, still they do whatever the necessity is to acquire it. right? They'll lie, steal, cheat, kill, whatever it takes to try and get it because of their lack of, they're devoid of Atma Tattva. They're devoid of knowledge of who they actually are. That we're not these bodies, but instead, they're controlled by it. And again, although we may have sufficient experience, so many people may have so many things in this material world. They have so many opulences. They live in some big building, or they may have some a big yacht on the ocean. But when you actually speak to them, you see how they're suffering within their person. So despite all of that, although they're sufficiently experienced, we're still engaging in the same useless activity, which inevitably leads to our destruction. Inevitably, no matter how hard you try, we become conditioned to that sense gratification and we try our darndest to try and get it. Even though we're told, don't. Still the mind says, you know, maybe just a little bit. This one time, it's not going to hurt me. I won't be disturbed by it or attracted by it. But inevitably, we're disturbed. And we fall. Therefore, the first point here Prabhupada makes is very, very incredible. One should note how Maharaj Prigat intelligently put questions before his spiritual master for a scientific understanding of the transcendent Lord. It's important. Tad viginartam sagurum eva bigatschit. It's important that one use this opportunity, especially in the human form of life. We have a great boon, right? Uttista jagrata, prapya varani bodhata. We have a great boon of this human form of life. And if we don't use it to inquire or to understand what is the path of freedom from this struggle, what is the path of freedom from this struggle that we're having to deal with every single day? As soon as we get up, the mind starts harassing us. As soon as we get up, the mind starts harassing. Okay, Prabhu, do this. It's no problem. My dear master, please. Although they're telling you. Although you're the servant. My dear Prabhu, you can do this like this. The path of spiritual realization is very difficult. It's compared to a razor's edge. We have a great boon, first of all. We're very lucky to be in this human form of life. We're lucky to be in this temple, for that matter. As far as I'm concerned, I'm lucky to be here. So what to speak of being in the human form of life, it's a great boon. And if we don't use that opportunity for a spiritual realization, then there's every chance that at the slightest bit of inattention will hurt ourselves, will cut, just like if you're shaving, if you're inattentive. Who was I speaking to yesterday? It was one of the Prabhus came up to me and asked me for some Band-Aids. And I asked him, what for? And he says, oh, well, such and such Prabhu was cutting something and he wasn't paying attention and cut his hand. So the slightest inattention will create havoc. Therefore, one should wake up. Uttista jagrata, prapya vana nibodhata. Wake up. Wake up, be careful. Because the question may arise, well, why should I pursue this? Why should I go in this direction? Bhaktivinod Thakur says, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. Gaura Chandra Bole. Kotanida Jao Maya. Pishachira Kole. We've been sleeping in the lap of the witch called Maya. We've been sleeping in her lap. And we're very comfortable. Just like a small child, right? Sits in the lap of the mother. They're very secure. So we're thinking that we're very secure in this situation. I remember some years ago, we were living up in Pinehurst, which is just out of Los Angeles, and I set up a hammock, right? One of those outdoor hammocks between the two trees. And I was looking at it, and I think, wow, this is really secure. This is pretty good. So as soon as I lay down into it, it fell. I fell right on my head, practically. So we may think that, well, this is really a pretty secure situation. But at any second, we'll get snatched away. We'll fall down and great. A misery follows. Right? Jivana anitya jahara sar tahi nana vira vipara bhar. He explains, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that the essential fact is that life, this is an essential fact, that life, this temporary life, is full of misery, and therefore one should take shelter of the holy name. Take shelter of the process of spiritual realization, Krishna consciousness, as Maharaj Parikit here is showing very nicely. Prabhupada points out, he intelligently put questions. And this is a sign of intelligence as soon as you start asking questions. If you can't ask any questions, then something's not registering. It's going in one ear and maybe not even into one ear. It just sort of bypassed the ear. And nothing is connecting. But here Maharaj Parikit is very nicely putting questions before his spiritual master, asking about the transcendental body and position of the Lord. And of course, this has been described in many, many places, as Prabhupada points out here. Yeah. Yakara Naranava Jaleba Jati Smayoga Nidramananda Jagranda Soroma Kupa. The Lord Brahma explains that the Lord, he's replete with all accommodating potencies. He has everything. He has multifarious potencies. And those potencies are serving him by creating this whole cosmic creation. And all of that is contained within the infinity of his pores. Within the pores of that infinity is contained within the pores of the hairs of his body. As Prabhupada points out here, in the creation of the material world, the Supreme Lord undoubtedly assumes gigantic body, and living entities also get bodies. The body of Garbhadakshaya Vishnu is described as sprouting from the lotus stem from within which all the planets of the universe remain. And at the top of the stem is a lotus flower on which Lord Brahma is born. So the Lord is, he assumes these different forms to address a certain activity, a certain necessity, whether it be to enjoy some wonderful pastime, or to expand himself into so many different living entities who, because of their past karma, yastvindragopam atavendrama hoso karma, they're bound by certain rules and laws, and out of necessity they have to accept another material body. So he assumes a certain form to facilitate that. So all of this, of course, we understand is out of his compassion. So the position of the Lord and the position of the living being is very distinct. It's very clearly given in the Vedic literature. It's Aham Evasham Evagre. Krishna was existing before, and he'll be there afterwards. He's there before, in between, afterwards. Whereas we have to go through this cycle of repeated birth and death. We have to cycle through so many miserable conditions. And if we don't inquire into that, if we don't make some intelligent inquiry, you know, what is going on here? Why am I here? What is the purpose of this creation? Then what is the... what is the benefit of the human form of life? We've really squandered a great opportunity. Therefore, whatever the circumstances are, just as here, Maharaj Parikit, his circumstances were certainly very difficult, without a doubt. He's nearly on his deathbed. A terrible circumstance. But the Lord states, yat syat sarvata sarvada, in all circumstances, in all space and time, we may have so many circumstances that we have to deal with every single day in my mind, or this or that, or whatever the space and time may be. Well, maybe the time is not right, or maybe I'm in this place and I can't, no. Or whether directly or indirectly, directly inquiring or hearing indirectly, whatever the circumstances are, the Lord explains to Lord Brahma, etavar eva jigyasam, one must search for it. You have to search for it. That's the purpose. Whatever the circumstances are, one must search for that. Supreme Personality of Godhead, that understanding of the Absolute Truth, that understanding of the transcendental form and activities of the Lord. So, Maharaj Parikit here is making some very wonderful inquiry, and we're so fortunate to be given this by Srila Prabhupada. So, and are there any questions or comments? Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
You will.